Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, a tough Saturday for your guys up at James Madison, a 51-0 loss as you've gone back and looked at the film. Just talk about your team's performance and what you didn't feel like you were able to do.
Well, offensively, we weren't able to do much of anything, really. They pretty well shut us down. They controlled the line of scrimmage on us. They covered us pretty well and certainly got a great pass rush when we were attempted to pass. So offensively, we had a difficult time. And, I thought on the other side, you look at that score and you think immediately that you don't play well on defense, but and there were some shortcomings on defense, no question about that. Missed tackles for one, but there was a lot of positives that came out of that so far as the way we played defensively, and stopping them, holding them to two field goal attempts early, and then when they got first and goal on the one and they don't get in, and some other things like that. So I was happy with that, but overall they just they're a good team. They really were a good team, and we didn't handle the situation as well as we should have, and obviously you give them points on turnovers. That's tough to overcome.
You've been around the league quite a while. That was 19 straight conference wins for them, a number that nobody's ever been able to do, a league record. What in your eyes, I know Russ was just talking about, but what in your eyes has enabled them to have such consistent success over the last several years?
Well, I think, Russ said it correctly. I mean, they got a lot of good players. I mean, they got some really, really good players. And in every spot, you don't find a spot where they're weak, I don't think. And then you take that with good coaching. They do a great job scheming and coaching their guys up. But, you can look hard, but you don't find an area. We haven't seen an area where they were deficient, whether it's in – they got great return games. They got great coverage on the kickoffs. They do a lot of things very, very well with some very, very good players.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Dave Johnson with Daily Press.
Morning, Jimmy. You mentioned this just a few seconds ago, some of the positives out of that. I was wondering at halftime, I'm sure you're not feeling great being down 17-0, but at the same time, are you somewhat encouraged and thinking that maybe you could make a move or something?
Yeah, we were, I thought, their defense had kept us in the game in the first half with that. I mean, I really do, and I thought, 17-0, we've been, worse off than that before and things, but, we had to make some corrections. We had to get something going offensively, and we never were able to sustain anything for any period of time. And then I think, they kept playing hard, and then we throw the build of picks for touchdowns and things like that, and then it's pretty tough at that point in time.
And just to follow, any update on Nate Evans' status?
Right now he's continued to be evaluated. Yeah, I saw him yesterday, and he seemed okay. But still, we're going to go through a full protocol in that regard and see how things progress.
So it was concussion protocol?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach Laycock, can you look forward to a home opener, a long time coming, obviously, and the opponent, and perhaps how Colgate this season might compare to a CAA team? Obviously, they're pretty good.
Obviously, yeah. We gotta go back through our checklist on having a home game here. we gotta make sure we've got everything covered. Colgate, they're 3-0. They beat New Hampshire at New Hampshire. Uh, so I mean, that tells you something. We know how, you know, New Hampshire's always been in the playoffs, and we know how good they are year in, year out. And they went, Colgate went there and beat them. They've got, I think, virtually everybody back from last year's team that tied for the Patriot League championship. So, yeah, they're an experienced team and a very good team.
Thanks.
Jimmy, you talked about all the weapons that JMU has offensively. What were you able to do so well on the defensive front to slow them down for a period of time?
Well, I thought, you know, guys up front, we played hard. I mean, they're hard to tackle. I mean, good backs. I mean, they got good backs, and they're hard to tackle. And the quarterback, obviously, is extremely elusive and all that. But, you know, I don't think it's anything scheme-wise. It's just kind of playing hard and getting people to the football and doing that. And, you know, it's very disheartening when your defense has, you know, you turn the ball over on your own one-yard line, and all of a sudden the defense has to go in there. But, you know, those guys went in there and didn't feel sorry for themselves, and they battled them to a standstill there for three plays. That speaks pretty strongly on the type of guys you have that are on defense, and hopefully we can just continue to build on that.
Got a follow-up media question if you'll get that, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Yep, I wonder if I could check in again, Coach, on the offensive line progression. Obviously, it's difficult to gauge probably against Madison. But could you give us a report on how those guys are coming?
They're coming along, John. Sorsdale, the freshman at right tackle, he's getting his experience in college football pretty quickly when you go from Virginia Tech to JMU back-to-back. He's learning on a fast track, but, they're hanging in there, and they're working at it. I thought Dan Evers, our left guard, had a good game for us in there. So, you know, we'll keep working at it. We'll hopefully, as they gain experience and keep working together and, you know, just kind of trust each other and trust themselves and, you know, not let things disrupt them or get their mind off of what they're doing out there. You know, that's just a matter of maturity.
Thanks.
Jimmy, after back-to-back games, as you touched on with Virginia Tech and JMU, how do you get to, just from a mindset standpoint, get your guys back focused and try to get in the proper mindset to get a win this week?
Well, it's just you go through the normal process that we go through. I mean, you got to come back. You know, you've got to learn from that one. You've got to recognize mistakes, recognize things that we could have done better, go to work and work on improving each week. And that's, again, the pretty much the process that we undertake, and we'll start on that tonight.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks. Take care.